What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Q, checking in on this Wednesday night. First and foremost, I want to thank God, my ancestors, for giving me the opportunity to speak with y'all tonight. Y'all know I be MIA. Because I be handling business. I be doing what I got to do for me and mine. So I always kind of, you know, I always got to step in and step out with certain things. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I'm stepping in tonight, okay? All right, so we're going to talk about Mr. Dave Chappelle because I'm sick of these motherfuckers trying to get my boy up out of here. He ain't did nothing wrong. Only thing he has done was voice his opinion about how he feel about certain shit. There is nothing wrong with that. It's a free fucking country. You're not supposed to lose no sleep off of another motherfucker's opinion. Like, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? If you a transgender and you don't like what Dave Chappelle got to say about transgenders, fuck him. Shit. Fuck that nigga. Keep it moving. Period. That's it. That's all. Like, there's no reason why they should have some type of protest about removing him from Netflix. He brought hella money to Netflix. Hella views to Netflix. People fuck with Chappelle. People been fucking with Chappelle for years. What I don't like about the situation is when he talks about certain topics about the black community, it's not an issue. Nobody says nothing about that. And we, the black community, don't give a fuck either because he's a comedian. He does what he does, and this is what he does for a living. He makes jokes. He has a show. This is his job. So we don't give a damn about what the fuck he say unless he, like, completely disrespect, you know, us on a fucked up level. But he will never do that, and he hasn't done that. He ain't done that to the transgender community. He just said what he said. Period. Motherfuckers is trying to get him to get off of Netflix because of that. Not, I just can't take it. And I think it's, the protest was some of the workers from Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. I think so, but, like, sit y'all punk asses down. Y'all niggas is wasting y'all energy and time trying to tell somebody that they want them to remove somebody else from a network. If you gay, you gay. If you straight, you straight. If you a gay person that you and you feel like you don't like certain shit straight people do, that's your business. If you a straight person and you don't like what some of these gay people do, that's your business. That should be it. Like, people should have the freedom of speech in this fucked up ass, dumbass country. Like, America's fucking weird. Weird as fuck. And I don't have nothing against anybody that's transgender, anybody that's gay, anything like that. What I don't like is the fucking agenda. And I don't like the sensitivity of the situation when it's a topic, because motherfuckers take that shit and act like it's just the worst thing in the world. Oh, the baby said something about the gay community. Oh, Chappelle said something about the gay community. Nobody said nothing about shit when it was the black community being turned against. We still on the top of the motherfucking food chain. Still. And that's all he was saying. In a nutshell. That's it. That's fucking all. But everybody wants to say, oh, he's a terrible person. He's terrible. He's But you go watch this motherfucking cartoon on Nickelodeon, and it's a whole motherfucking cartoon with a man, and they're raising a child. What the fuck does that got to do with anything? Kids shouldn't even be introduced to shit like that. Cartoons should just be cartoons. Kids should not sit in front of the TV and see a fucking cartoon where there's two moms in the house and two dads in the house. Cartoon characters, superheroes, all that shit should not even be something that involves gay or straight or anything. Shit. Anything sexual or anything that has to do with that mating or whatever the fuck y'all want to call it. Cartoons, superheroes, and stuff like that that kids pay attention to shouldn't even be, that shit shouldn't even be involved with that. They should just be cartoons. Goddamn Superman came out the closet. His son, whoever the fuck it was. What? First it was Spider-Man, somebody. I forgot who it was. But it's a fucking superhero. Like, why is a superhero coming out the closet? What the fuck? why does it even matter if a superhero was coming out the closet? Why is it even a thing that a superhero is coming out the closet? Why should that be a topic? Like, what the fuck? He's a superhero. He's a non-fictional, a fictional character that saves the world. And I guess we gotta know if he gay or not. Get the fuck out of here with that stupid shit. This shit is stupid as fuck. Like, straight dumb. And I think they should stop pushing this goddamn agenda because it's unnecessary. Especially when it comes to kids. It's unnecessary. Kids don't need to be watching that shit. Kids don't need to know about that shit. These little niggas need to just wake up, eat, go outside, kick it, watch their cartoons, play their video games, take their asses to bed. Period. That's it. That's all. They don't need to know anything about that. People need to stop talking down other people about their opinions about certain shit. Because in real life, all that gay agenda shit is fucked up. And y'all know it. They know it. Everybody knows it. It's fucked up. If you gay, you gay. That's cool. But I have gay friends. And not the friends that I have that's gay feel the same way I feel. They like shit. They doing too much. Whatever happened to just being a gay person and you just living your life and you just gay as fuck? You know, even some of the gay people are seeing that they're doing too much. Like with Lil Nas X, he's doing too much. He's flamboyant as fuck. Why? We get you're gay. We don't want to see it all the time. What the fuck? Do that shit behind closed doors. If that's what you like to do, do it behind closed doors. Who wants to see? Who gives a fuck about what you got going on? But anyway, this shit is stupid as fuck. And I really hope they leave Chappelle alone because they got my man's fucked up, man. Because all he did was speak his mind just like we all should be able to. We all eat, sleep, shit, and die on this motherfucking planet. So there's no reason why somebody should not have the right to speak their mind. We all live in here. Anyway, man, I'm out. That's all I got to say because it really pisses me off to talk about, you know, shit like that. But it pisses me off even more to see people trying to knock somebody down because of how they feel. Like, for real, this world is fucked up. But anyway, this your girl, Lady Q, man. Fuck all that shit and fuck everybody against Kyrie Irving. I think that's who it is that don't want to fuck with the vaccine. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't want to fuck with the vaccine. I don't trust the shit. I'm not taking the motherfucking vaccine. They can test him every 2 weeks or something like that, like they're doing these jobs. They can test him. He can play. Ain't nothing wrong with him not putting that shit in his motherfucking system. He don't want to do it. That's his motherfucking business. That should not stop him from playing a sport. You know, and I get it, but at the same time, I don't. Because the truth be told, you can still get the shit with the vaccine. Anyway, man, it's your girl, Lady. Keep checking out, man. Fuck all that shit. I will catch y'all on the flip side. Y'all have a lovely evening and stay blessed. And don't let nobody's opinions get to you because they're just opinions. I'm out.